Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Yeah, this is our 22nd Burt's Big Adventure. This is the trip we take down to Disney World every year with kids that aren't feeling so great. And we started this trip. We made the first one 22 years ago, but it took years before that to try to figure out exactly how to launch it, right? And I remember at the time, 24, almost 25 years ago, coming on the Burt Show and saying, look, me and my wife at the time, Stacy, we have this idea for a nonprofit. We want to take kids down to Disney World, and we want to bring everybody in the family. We want to pay for everything. We're going to call it Burt's Big Adventure. We had a nice, shiny name for it.
Yeah.
We just didn't know. We were clueless on how to start a nonprofit. Neither one of us had any experience in that area at all. And I remember 24, 25 years ago being so, like, taken back by the amount of nonprofits that reached out to us saying, this is how we did it. This is how you can do it. So essentially what they were saying is, at some point or another, we know your nonprofit is going to take off and you're going to be taking money away from our own nonprofit, which is about the most altruistic and nice thing that you could do, right? And when I was talking to Abby here, who is from Gainesville, I feel like it's time to return the favor now. This can come full circle because Abby here, we talked to, and her husband we talked to earlier, they have triplets that are all special needs kids. And she wants to start and has already started you're way ahead of where we were. The infant stages of a nonprofit that I want her to talk about this morning. So, and I think they're doing great, great work, and it's coming from the heart. And I hope you guys listen to it, and maybe you'll follow their journey and help them out as well.
Hi, thank you, Bert. I think you make a great point. Something that I've experienced from y'all's nonprofit is y'all are generously collaborative, and you can't say that about everyone, so I thank you for this opportunity. So I founded and I'm the executive director of a nonprofit that we like to call Love Your Story. Some nonprofits start with a vision, and our nonprofit started with a need that we saw in our own family first, and then a need that we recognized in other families. So in 2022, Love Your Story was born. And over the course of 3 years, we have actually hosted 64 families. Our 65th family is staying at the house, which I'll talk about in a minute right now while we are at Burt's Big Adventure. And we do 3 things for Love Your Story. Number one, we create spaces of belonging for families impacted by disabilities. And we do that through 3 programs. The first program is what we call Molly's House. And Molly's House is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house located in Gainesville, Georgia. And it serves 4 clinics that are located around our county and surrounding counties where families are receiving treatment. And so our family has traveled all over the country and out of the country to experience whether it be surgeries or intensive therapy. And we knew what it was like. Not only the financial burden, we know our children are not burdens, but the financial burden of being impacted by disabilities. And also the feeling of being lonely, traveling into a new city. And so we had a bunch of people in our community that truly believed the power of being a neighbor did not just mean people who lived in our county, but also people visiting our county. And so we offer them a free place to stay up to 3 weeks, and we help fundraise the money for that. And it's not just a free place to stay, just like y'all aren't just offering a trip to Disney. It's a community. It's a family, and we go to the pool with families. We take them to dinner, meet moms for coffee, trick or treat with them, whatever they're willing to do with us and bring them alongside. That's what we do. Going into year 3, we have been really excited, and we have actually at this point had to turn away 29 families instead of only being able to serve the 64. And so I'm through the nonprofit, and we are in the middle of a capital campaign of raising $1.5 million. We're already 45% funded of that privately. But what it's going to allow us to do is build a universal home. A universal home, for those of you who aren't familiar, it's above ADA standards. So this is going to be a home that really can come around a family. I don't want to say no matter what, but we hope, right? Like no matter what. And offer them a free place to stay. And we're excited. It's also going to have a gathering community building on it where other nonprofits that serve families impacted by disabilities will get to use as well.
So the vision is to have multiple homes on this property?
The 20-year vision is to have 5 homes on this property where we would be able to serve 5 to 10 families at a time, depending on the collaboration that families are willing to stay together. But right now we partner with 4 clinics. We're hoping to also include the hospital in that in the next coming year.
You're incredible.
Yeah, right?
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Care of 3 of our own special needs kids.
That's what I'm saying. You're a super mom.
I told Bert this the other day. I think if 4 years ago, if I would have said, I want to start a nonprofit, I think it would have felt very overwhelming and we would not have been able to do it. It would not have succeeded. Because like you said, there are so many nonprofits out there that are doing good work, right? Mm-hmm. But because this was a community effort from the beginning, it was a bunch of people who knew our family and who rallied around our community. And everybody was like, why doesn't our community have this? Yeah. It just kind of felt like a no-brainer. We did not raise a single penny and we already had a home. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people were just already so invested from the beginning that it hasn't felt like we can't do it.
Mm-hmm. I love, as parents of kids who have special needs, You saw a need that needed to be filled in the community and you're like, who better than to fill this need than us? And you did it.
Right. I met a mom named Alicia. We were sitting in our home clinic and I noticed her a couple days in a row sitting in the lobby. I was like, what are you, what's your name? I've never seen you here. And she's like, oh, my name is Alicia. I'm from Arkansas. And I was like, what are you doing in Gainesville, Georgia? She's like, well, they accept my insurance. We're here for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it was in that moment, a light bulb for me of like, I know how you feel. I know how you feel staying in a hotel by yourself with a child that depends on you for everything. I know the financial burden you're experiencing. I know the impact of your marriage that is happening right now. And I came home and I looked at my husband and my husband was like, are you crazy? We live off one teacher's salary. How are we going to afford a home? And I was like, well, we're not, but I know people who can buy a home. We know people who can do this. And so it's been amazing.
And I don't know what the official statistics are on where Georgia lands as far as the most philanthropic states in the country, but I can tell you this, that I have felt it every single day. You will never find more generous people, I think, than you will in the state of Georgia. And being here for 20-something years, the community of Gainesville.
Yes.
I know the people in Gainesville make fun of Gainesville. I love Gainesville. The people are generous, they are down to earth, and that's where most of the donations have come from so far, right? But you sure could use some help outside of Gainesville.
Oh, yeah. And here's what I tell people. We're serving families from all over the country. We've now served families from 14 different states. So if you're listening to the show and you're like, well, I don't live in Gainesville, Georgia, it actually does impact you. And something that I find interesting about disabilities is if you're a person from the outside looking in, disability is the only people group. Really sit with this for a minute. The disability group is the only people group that touches every socioeconomic level, every gender, every race, every religion, every country around the world. It is a people group with the most diverse audience. If you are a person where you're saying, my $5 would not make an impact, yes, it would. It would literally touch every single place in this disability group. And, the families that we're experiencing who are impacted by disabilities, they are spending anywhere between 18 to 22% of their annual salary on top of insurance premiums. So also sit with that for a minute. Would you as a family, if you had a child right now impacted by disabilities, be able to do that? And honestly, the answer is no. And what is tough about having a child with a lifelong disability is not the actual child. It's this idea of GoFundMes are great. I'm not knocking on a GoFundMe. But who's going to do a GoFundMe for every single year of your child's life? They're not.
Mm-hmm. How do people help Love Your Story?
So Love Your Story, we are an official nonprofit and we have a link to give. It's at loveyourstory.us/give. 100% of your giving is tax deductible.
That's a tough one to remember if you're in the car. So what we will do is we'll link on over from our website, which we've trained them well to go to birchbigadventure.org, and we'll link right on over to you.
Great. Thank you
guys
so
are doing
much.
Great work. Really great work.
Thank you.
All right. It's the Birch Show.
The Bird Show.
Burt's Big Adventure wins are not our wins. They're your wins because you guys are the ones that support Burt's Big Adventure all year long. And I want to share one of those with you here in just a couple of seconds. But before we do, little give isn't so little if Zaxby's is helping us out.
Yeah, if you're a listener of The Burt Show and you've always been wondering, like, when is the best time for me to donate to BBA? Well, honestly, it's any time of year. But right now, during the month of February, you can maximize your smaller donations of $5 or more because Zaxby's is matching our donations for the little give. So all you have to do is text BERT, B-E-R-T, to 50155, and whatever you donate, Zaxby's is going to match, so it doubles your donation.
So let's introduce you to Finley and her family. We got Finley here, who's 10 years old, and you got Mom, Teresa, you got Dad, Corey, you got Brother Aiden. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How we feeling?
Morning.
Good.
Morning. Good.
Man, you guys caught a lucky break getting the 9 o'clock shift. Guys came in here at 6 o'clock this morning, came in hot.
Yeah.
They were just telling me, too, you guys had a late night last night.
Like, we shut it down.
I love it. What did you guys do at Magic Kingdom? You guys went back to Magic Kingdom last night for your family day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you end up doing, Finley?
We did Haunted Mansion.
Ooh.
And we did Tron at night.
Oh. Was it fun? Because if you haven't seen Tron online or you haven't seen it, it's this really awesome ride where you're almost like on a motorcycle, right? I don't know what they call it in Tron, but it's lit up with all these beautiful blue colors, and it probably is way better at night when it's dark and those blue colors are really bright.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And dude, I'm sure you, how sweet are those wish passes that we get?
Oh my goodness. They're really good.
We're like, yeah, our families don't have to wait in line, so I'm sure you're passing, because at Tron at night, I'm sure there's a ton of people that show up wanting to ride it, and you guys are just passing all of them to go to the front of the line.
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. I was talking to some dads last night that said they felt shame in using the passes because there are people that are in line for 2.5-3 hours, and as they're passing everybody or passing them on the second time, clearly the families in line have seen you now go through twice, and I'm like, if those families knew what you guys went through, they'd be like, take my spot in line. So no shame in that whatsoever.
Yeah. Finley and Aiden got to ride in the front at night. Hands up the whole time.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Brave girl.
Now, speaking of riding in the front, Cassie told me the sweetest story, and I think all of our families and how tight these family units are and how much the siblings look after the Burt's Big Adventure kiddo. Aiden, I was told a story that you gave a seat up front so somebody else could ride up front, or maybe that was another sibling that did that.
Take credit for it, bro.
Yeah. I'll take credit for it. No, but sitting in front, it's awesome. It's a wonderful experience. So
I had a good time hanging out with these guys this weekend, and I even said this to the family, and I said to Aiden also, I don't know what this dude is going to be, but he's a leader.
That's right.
Whatever he does, people are going to want to follow this kid.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, yeah. Let me tell you, as far as Teresa and Corey, you must be so proud, because the way everybody has talked about your family over the weekend and just what good kids they are. And both Finley and Aiden, you're so kind-hearted and so loving. And I think that's a testament. I mean, yes, they're great kids, but that's also a testament to parenting. I think you would agree.
Yeah. Tears are already starting.
I know.
Got the t-shirt ready.
And they're confident kids too.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of gave us the okay this morning to talk about this. And when I say brave, when Finley showed up for the very first time to our orientation, we met her for the very first time. She had a wig on, feeling kind of insecure about her hair. But she has not been wearing that on the trip. And you told us earlier that's kind of rare.
This is new. Just within the last few weeks, she's embraced her beautiful hair, her hair growing in. But it was tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a journey. 10 is a sensitive age.
Sure.
And so, yeah, to see her confident and bold and just enjoying life and feeling free, and to be in Disney World with all these people, knowing that, you know, there's people looking at her and around. She is just amazing and brave and embracing it,
yes,
which is incredible.
One of the things that I do love about this trip, and we'll see it at least once a year, is a child that is insecure in one area or doesn't want to try things around other kids that maybe are able in other areas. They'll give it a try. When you're hanging out with community and you're hanging out with kids that are like you, there's a confidence that's built. And I don't know if I'm overstressing that or not, but maybe you were feeling that this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah?
So you think like maybe seeing Bella and Rainey embrace their short hair kind of gave you the strength to embrace your short hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know this is like adult speak right here, but gosh, your hair doesn't have anything to do with how beautiful you are. It really doesn't. And I know like 10-year-olds are mean to each other maybe sometimes, or you're feeling insecure about it, but you're beautiful with the hair, without the hair, and it has nothing to do with the hair at all. You're just a beautiful soul.
Thank you.
You really are. I loved hanging out with you and your entire family. There's a confidence to this family that you can feel in the park. You really can.
Yeah, thank you.
And I also love, too, this is something I really noticed about the parents and especially the moms. It wasn't like watching whatever the ride was or the show or the fireworks. It was the moms and the parents watching their kids' faces as they took everything in. And I noticed that you did a lot with family.
Yes, that was honestly the most amazing part is after every ride, you know, there's this nerve-sighted, as we call it. As we're waiting in line and anxious about the ride we're going on and, you know, kind of serious faces. And then just the light in their eyes and their smiles getting off these rides was pretty incredible.
Beautiful.
I'll never forget that image. And then watching them watch fireworks, you know, it's beautiful. It was the best part. Is watching them bond actually to see them on this trip. You know, it's a decent age gap and they kind of bonded in a way this trip that we haven't seen in a long time.
Right.
They got to kind of play and hang out and that was really special.
Cool. Very cool.
I didn't get to hang out with you guys as much as I wanted to, but every second that I did, I could tell that the energy was just different. Y'all were really having a great time. It was amazing, especially when I saw Aiden after Tron.
I was excited.
Right. You want to go ahead and read your letter to your Burt's Big Adventure kiddo here?
Yes.
And then we might have a little bit of a surprise for you guys based on some stuff that's happened to you in the past.
Okay.
All right.
I don't want to try.
We're going
to
attack
team. We're going to attack team. All right. To my sweet girl, from the moment you came into this world, you've been a force. Headstrong, determined, stubborn, competitive, just like dad and brother. Thankfully, I've learned to lose gracefully. You have an incredibly big heart and the sweetest smile that shines wherever you go. You're so full of life. You're joyful, kind, and loving. And you have the perfect amount of silliness and naughtiness sprinkled in there. In your 10 short years, you've taught me so much about life and the things that really matter. It's a privilege to be your mom. And I love you with all my heart.
I'll take over here. My sweet, you're just the best. I love that I constantly catch you weird dancing when no one's looking. I love that you sing at the top of your lungs in the shower. I love that this last chapter didn't take that away from you. Last year, you faced a battle no child should ever have to fight. Cancer tried to take so much from you, but honestly, it never stood a chance. You fought through the pain, the tears, the fear, the long hospital stays, and the exhausting days of chemo and radiation, and through it all, you remained you. Goofy, kind, and endlessly compassionate, even when you were hooked up to the machines. Battling your own fight, you found ways to care for others in the hospital, blessing and comforting kids who needed something, anything to make them smile. That's the kind of heart you have, and that's the kind of person that you are. But here's what we want you to always remember. Cancer is something that happened to you. It is not who you are. This past year has been as difficult as it was. It does not define you. You define you. Christ within you defines you. And what we see is a girl who is stronger than she ever knew, who faced the darkest days and still found reasons to smile, who came through the storm with a fire in her spirit that will never, ever be put out. Finn, you are our hero. You didn't just survive, you thrived. You didn't just fight, you won. And now, as you step forward into a future that is completely yours to craft, know that there are no limits to what you can do, no dream too big for you to chase. No matter where life takes you, no matter what challenges come your way, you will never walk alone. You will always be, we will always be right beside you, cheering you on, believing in you, and loving you more than words could ever say. In the end, this last year was just a short chapter in an otherwise long and inspiring book. With all of the love in the world, your mom, your brother, and I.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right, so now let's celebrate you, okay? Because there's a lot to celebrate here. It's a lot of tears, but there's a lot to celebrate. So in the summer of 2024, Finley rang the bell for proton therapy. And on December 23rd, 2024, exactly 364 days since her first hospitalization, she received all clear scans.
Yeah. Okay?
That's to be celebrated. Some of the stories that you don't see with Burt's Big Adventure families, you know, what you'd love to believe is that, oh, the insurance picked up everything, every cent. Yeah, right. So to help cover Finley's medical bills, the family had to make some pretty big decisions here. They sold their boat, sold the truck, sold the fishing equipment. And before all this, you guys love to hang out on Lake Lanier. Do I have all that right?
Yeah. Yeah. You love the outdoors, right?
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
With that, I'll turn it on over to Kristen.
All right, so we have a little surprise for you today.
Okay.
All right, Miss Finley, are you ready? So our amazing friends, Nathan and Rebecca Self, along with their entire team at Timberline Glamping Company. Because, girl, I don't know about you. I don't do camping. I do glamping.
There's a big difference.
Huge difference.
A very big difference.
So they heard about your journey, and they wanted to do something really special for you and your entire family. So Timberline Glamping Company was created for families to unplug, relax, spend quality time together in nature without sacrificing comfort, okay? So they are thrilled to give you and your family a Timberline glamping weekend getaway every month for an entire year.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
So for 12 weekends, you guys are going to have 22 incredible locations to choose from.
Wow.
Across Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Virginia. So you can go to a different place each and every time.
You can only see Lake Lanier so many times.
So you're going to have a unique experience from lakeside views to mountain hikes, some unforgettable family outdoor adventure. So when you arrive, your site's going to be magically set up. You're going to have comfortable beds, a mini fridge, heating, air conditioning, electricity. I told you, we glamping, girl. We ain't camping.
Yeah.
We're not roughing it, all right? And that's not all. So our incredible friends at Zaxby's wants to make sure your family can enjoy these trips stress-free. So they're giving you guys $1,500 to help cover the travel expenses. So gas is covered, food is covered, because they want to show you a little Zacks of kindness.
Wow.
So thank you again to Timberline Glamping Company. Again, 12 trips, one a month, so you guys can go and experience the great outdoors again together.
That is incredible.
Wow. What do you think,
thank
girl?
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
Yay, we're
enjoy every weekend in the outdoors, and like Kristen said, man, we're too soft for camping. We got you, okay?
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The beauty of outdoors and glamping luxury,
yes.
that's what
yes,
we
want. 100%. Yes, 100%.
Mom appreciates that.
It's Burt's Big Adventure 2025.
The Burt Show.
Our Burt's Big Adventure kids in this family are Jolene, 7, and you got Sky, who's 6. But the real hero here is Pawpaw, who walked around Disney World 7.5 miles in boots on Friday. You're the real hero.
The real hero. Thank you.
He's rocking them cowboy boots this morning.
Man, I get back on Saturday, and my feet, I bought Air Maxes for this, man. And I'm walking around, and my legs and ankles and everything were all jacked up on Saturday, and this dude is walking around the park in boots. And he only started complaining when he put, like, regular sneakers on.
Yeah, that's when they started hurting.
My favorite
I got to hang out with Jolene and Skye our first day, Friday at Magic Kingdom. So I got to experience the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique with them, which was next level. And it was so sweet because Jolene was like, yes, I want it all. I want the big hair. I want the giant bow. I do my nails, do my makeup. You wanted all the things, right? Yeah. And she chose her Maribel dress, which could not have been more perfect for her. You look so beautiful. And then we have Skye over here who, and we say this lovingly because Mom, Haley, Nana, and Papaw lovingly refer to her as their feral child. And this little Spitfire, she really wanted nothing to do with the Princess Makeover, right? But I can tell you the Disney cast members this year were just next level. Like our fairy godmother was so good with Jolene and Skye. And we went into the dressing room and then the fairy godmother popped up in the mirror and the girls, they had the magic. And so then like Skye was a little more into it. And of course she picked the most perfect princess for her, Moana, and had the most perfect Moana outfit. And we were really trying to convince her to get her hair done. And she was defiant. She's like, no, Moana wears her hair down. I am wearing my hair down. And they let her, she was cool with the nails. And they're like, you want to do some makeup? And she's like, no, Moana doesn't wear makeup. I'm not wearing makeup. And then I totally put Papa on the spot at the end, because at the end, they sprinkle you with fairy dust. And they turn you, like, they turn you around the mirror and you have this. So I asked Skye, I'm like, and I asked Jolene, should we have them put some fairy dust on Papaw? And what did you say?
Yes.
Yes. And let me just say, that fairy godmother doused you.
I still have fairy dust.
Yeah, it doesn't go away, man. You'll be shaking them out of your boots for the next 3 weeks. Abby, you remember the family also. These guys are awesome.
Yeah. I did, yeah. I actually met Jolene and Skye at dinner the day after, or the day that Kristen had them. So they were in their beautiful princess dresses, and I was having dinner with them. And they are not, do not be fooled by the appearances, because when I first met them, they're like these sweet little cherubs, and they've got their little gowns on. And then I was talking with Mom Haley while we were bopping around Animal Kingdom and the other parks. And I was like, well, so what do they do outside of, you know, school and stuff? Like, what do they like to do? And she's like, oh, yeah, they mutton bust. Like, these girls can do it all. Like, they are the true Disney princesses. We're like, they can wear the gown by day, but, like, at night, like, they're riding sheep or whatever mutton busting is. It wasn't mutton busting.
It's riding sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the first stages into, like, the rodeo. Oh, so you start with, like, sheep, and then you go to, like, the pony Bronx, and then you go up from there.
Cute. So during the commercial break, Papaw has a video of Skye mutton busting. So make sure he shows you the video, because it's impressive how they, like, they are holding on to the wool of the sheep and just racing around this ring.
All right, Haley's mom here. You want to go ahead and read your letter to the girls?
To my heart warriors, Skye, you set our family on a path I never knew could be so fulfilling. You showed me strength I thought impossible and bravery I can only one day hope to achieve. You have faced so much in your life already, from a heart transplant to multiple therapies every day each week. You have never let your struggles hold you back. Jolene, you have taught me what compassion truly is. The bond you have with Skye is more I could have wished for. From day one, you have been Skye's cheerleader, holding her hand when she is scared to get blood draws, telling her she is brave and strong, that she is a warrior, even though you are just as scared when it's your turn. Hearing you give such support when you are struggling just as much is inspiring. Every day of the week, your therapist tell me how hard you worked, how even when it's hard, you never give up. You have come so far. I can't wait to see just how much further you'll go. The two of you are amazing warriors that have gone to battle for each other time and time again. Y'all have shaped me into a stronger, more compassionate, and more understanding person. The love I have for the two of you go beyond what any word, emotion, or action can express. Thank you for loving me.
It's beautiful.
You know, we've said this time and time again. There's a reason why we bring the whole family, because it's an emotional roller coaster for the entire family. And I'm watching Nana right now almost lose it all. So what's going through your head?
Just amazement at the kids and just what they've gone through and how strong they are. And like Haley said, supporting one another, and God's good. That's all I can say is God's good.
Amen.
This is the dynamic duo right here. Like these two sisters, there are certain moments that will be like etched in your brain that like represent the trip for you. And when I got to hang out with them at Magic Kingdom, your family, I mean, there was no stop, no quit. I was like, oh, they're 6 and 7. They'll want to go back to the hotel and take a nap. Absolutely not. We never stopped. We got to watch our very first parade, didn't we? Jolene turns around. She's like, what's a parade? And I'm like, oh, this way. And we had a front row spot, and the two of them were sitting in their dual stroller, and they were touching foreheads, and they were talking to each other as their foreheads were pressed together. Mm-hmm. And you could just, I mean, the love was just emanating from both of them. And I love how much they look out mm-hmm. for each other. And I often don't pay attention to the words that are being spoken during the fireworks show, because last night we ended everything, or the night before last, we ended everything with a bang with the fireworks show at Epcot. And I'm actually listening to the words as I'm watching the fireworks show, and it's Mother Earth talking, because it's called The Symphony of Us. And I was just thinking about your family and Bobby's family who I hung out with, and all of our Burt's Big Adventure families who we brought this year. And I actually heard this quote and I retained it, and it's how miraculous that we exist on this planet at this time. Mm-hmm. So that we all get to experience this together. And I feel so lucky that I got to hang out with you guys and get to know your family. So thank you for making this such a special trip.
It was amazing. I mean, it was, all of you have just, it was an experience that I can't even express.
Yeah, I think it needs to be Burt's Amazing Adventure Brothers Day, because everyone, just the passion and the energy that everyone has for this, it's been really amazing.
But we don't stop here. Now you've got 4 parties a year where it's just as amazing.
It's incredible.
So bring whatever you want, your shoes, your sneakers, your boots. It's Burt's Big Adventure 2025.
The Burt Show.
For the last couple of days, you guys have been hearing us talk about Burt's Big Adventure, the trip we take down to Disney World with some kids that haven't been feeling real great for a couple of years. And you can listen to the words, or you can really feel it in the pictures that the photographers and our social media have been posting this weekend. It's spectacular.
Dude, there is one of Bailey as Tinkerbell watching the fireworks.
Yes, I shared it this morning.
That is just stunning.
Yeah, Bailey is here now with Mom and Dad, Betsy and Aaron, and sisters Brooklyn and Annabella also. I'll tell you what, speaking of roller coaster, emotional roller coaster, after we do the fireworks on Saturday night, I thought the night was over, actually.
Oh, yeah,
I
surprise.
Did too. Yeah, I was surprised as everybody else. So,
we've changed the schedule quite a bit this year, and we learned after 20-something years that maybe we should take it easy, right? Rather than stay in the park till 10:30 or 11 o'clock every night, let's, back it off a little bit, and we'll start rolling in at about 8. But for the last night, we did the fireworks, and there was one more surprise, and that was the Frozen ride, right? So I know that Bailey is a huge Frozen fan. All she was talking about, when she found out we were going to go on this ride, she was so excited. So I pull up, and we ride together, and I'm trying to watch her watch the ride, and I'm trying to feel her excitement, because this is all she's talking about leading up to it. And she gets off the ride. I'm like, what did you think? And all she does is thumbs down. I think something on that ride might have scared her or something. What was it?
The water, yeah. She was scared by the water.
It was the water.
Yeah, she's scared of water.
This is the Silverman. How are you guys doing today?
Great. Yeah. Tired.
Ooh, I bet, man. Going through that park, I mean, that is a long, long day, and the nights are long too, right?
Oh, yeah.
What did you guys end up doing yesterday for family day?
I'm scared of water.
Now you're scared of water?
Just to make that clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's something venomous in there.
Something venomous in there.
Oh. Yeah, Mom just talked about it.
Mom, you want to talk about that? Or were you talking about vodka?
It's like a sea dragon.
Yeah, we saw something on Facebook that I was showing the kids yesterday, like a little animal with some sea dragon that she's talking about now.
And now she thinks the water is venomous.
It's Mom's fault.
So as you guys have been rolling through the parks here, and this really is one family ball of excitement right here, was there a moment that stands out to both you guys, Mom and Dad, from the weekend?
So for me, it's actually a moment that happened yesterday, which it's funny because it's actually one of the moments that I put in my letter, or our letter to mm-hmm. her. that just kind of blew me away, but I'd rather talk about it actually when I read it in
okay,
the letter.
Sure. So. Yeah. Betsy, you?
Kind of the same thing, and just seeing her with all the princesses mm-hmm. and all the kids meeting them, like she was just blown away by all the princesses up
okay.
there.
It sounds like it's all in the letter, so get to it. Let's go.
All right. I hope we can make through.
That's okay the, if you can, man.
Take your time.
Listen, Aaron, nobody has made it through their letter today, so you're good.
And the guys have been worse than the women.
Oh, absolutely.
So every guy we've had in here today reading
Mom,
letters has been crying.
What about when I found
so,
that yeah, random gift big, card?
Yeah, that too.
I'm not a big crier. I think the only time I've ever cried was at our wedding. But that's about it. Okay. All right. Dear Bailey, we wanted to write you a letter to let you know how proud we are of you. No child should have to have brain surgery at age 3 and fight for their life against brain cancer, a disease that has less than a 10% survival rate amongst kids. But you handle it like a true warrior. You show us how brave you are every day. Your mom and I remember how it started, with you having multiple needles stuck in you multiple times a day in the pediatric ICU. To the point that you developed a fear of doctors, that's right. I mean, to the point where you would scream when a doctor would get near you for fear that they would give you an ouchie. However, even though at the start of, you wouldn't let doctors and nurses near you, even to flush your PICC line like they had to do at the start of the radiation treatments. A week later, you were not only letting the nurses flush your PICC line, but you asked if you could flush your own PICC line and then started flushing your own PICC line by yourself.
Wow.
Even this weekend, with the wonderful gift our family was given by Bert's big adventure with a trip to Disney, we were all given another glimpse of your bravery. On Friday, on our first day at the Magic Kingdom, we asked if you wanted to go on It's a Small World ride, which was one of the first rides we entered when you entered the park. You said you were too scared. And yet 2 days later, the last ride we rode on Sunday night and end up being the last ride of the whole trip, you said you wanted to do because you wanted to be brave. You rode arguably one of the scariest rides at all Disney parks. You rode the Tower of Terror. You told us you were scared, but you rose above your fear in a sign of true bravery. The same Sunday, I watched a brave girl that also possessed kindness. The friendship bracelets that your sister Brooklyn made, you asked your mom if you could give to one little girl that was near us. I watched you walk up to 5 different kids that you didn't know in a span of 10 minutes and ask them if you could give them friendship bracelets. You asked for nothing in return. You literally just did it just to spread kindness and to make someone else smile, in which you absolutely succeeded. Despite being one of the youngest kids in your class and being in the 4th percentile of your weight for your age and also fighting brain cancer, we have never had to pull you out of school early. Even though some days were tough, you have finished every day of school you've started. On the last MRI a month ago, when Mom forgot your cat stickers that you put on your anesthesia mask that is used to sedate you, your response was, "It's okay, Mom. Just do a video so my fans can see how brave I am."
That's what she called her Facebook followers, is her fans.
I love it.
I could go on and on about your bravery and your kindness, but in the end, all I really want you to know is that me, your mom, your 2 older sisters, see you for the beautiful soul that you are, and that we will always be by your side, fighting with you every step of the way. We all love you deeply and unconditionally, and we will always be here for you. With love, always. Mom, Dad, Bella, and Brooklyn.
Beautiful. Well done.
Love you.
Okay, we will see you guys at all the parties, man, right?
Oh, yeah, we cannot wait.
You guys are part of our family now.
I'm so excited.
It's Bert's Big Adventure 2025.
The Bert Show. The Bert Show.
This kid Sin, man. Quickest hands on Burt's Big Adventure in the history of Burt's Big Adventure. 6 years old. Taught me a three-prong move this weekend that I can't talk about on the air. But it was a very advanced move.
Oh, was it?
On Amanda. Yep. That.
Those hands are very fast.
Yeah, very, very fast.
Yes, sir.
You can hear them talking.
Is he talking?
He's talking a little.
Is he?
Wow.
I don't think I've heard him talk all weekend.
Uh-oh.
Okay, it's Amanda again.
Yeah,
she's got that magic touch.
I think other people have heard him talking. I know the nurse heard him tell the people when we was leaving, thank you. So she was surprised, and then she turned him around to tell the man, thank you. And he wouldn't say anything.
He does have a wicked sense of humor, right?
Yeah.
You know, I keep saying this about some of our kids, and that don't judge them from the out. Don't underestimate. That's the word I'm looking for. Don't underestimate these kids. The kids that you see in the wheelchairs, the kids that are nonverbal. Don't underestimate them.
Yeah. Yeah. He was riding the bus with the bus drivers for about a year, and they didn't know, because usually when he get off the bus, we just let him out of his chair, and he started walking. They didn't even know he could walk at that time.
Is that right?
They was like, he can walk? And I'm like, yeah, he's been walking for some months now.
Yeah, he'll surprise you. I don't know where this trend started, but at some point or another, he used those lightning quick reflexes to start squeezing everybody's nose. And there was nothing you could do about it, right?
Yeah, he likes that.
All right, so we're a little short on time, but we did want to bring you guys in just to read your letter before we got out of here, because it's very rare that every Burt's Big Adventure family gets to come on Monday. We wanted to make this happen.
Okay.
So who's going to read the letter today?
Jalea.
Okay.
Ready? Go ahead.
You ready?
This is the cousin.
Go ahead.
To our Sin, our Prince Charming. We want you to know that we love you so much. You are a brave boy and very strong. You've been through a lot in such a short amount of time, and yet you still laugh with the biggest smiles. We all can take away something from this, that no matter what, we should still be able to smile. This has been an experience for us, and considering the circumstances, there will still some positive that come from this. You are happy, you are healthy, and you are improving. But most importantly, you are here. We love you, Sin.
See, now every now and then, on every trip, there's one kid that I have to look at the age and go, that's not an 11-year-old, that's a 25-year-old. That's you this year, man. You did a really great job on that letter. A really great job.
Good job.
We are hoping to see all of you guys at our reunions. Four times a year, we all get together. We do fun stuff. We go to pools. We go to, like, the Fox Theater. There's one time we went to a Braves game also, and we hope you guys join us on all of those.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there he goes with the hands.
Yeah. Again, man.
He's been trying to get this mic to sing.
Yeah. All right, you guys, thanks so much for being here, and welcome to our family.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.